It's the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Gran. And this April, we've got outstanding offers on brand new Mazdas. Plus, we've partnered with One Tree Planted to help reforest areas of Northern California. We pledge to plant one tree for every vehicle we sell. Don't miss the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
The Sharks Audio Network presents Barracuda Background. Here's your host, Nick Nolenberger.
In this episode of Barracuda Background, we highlight prospect Nick DeSimone. DeSimone was born November 21st, 1994, in Williamsville, New York, a suburb just outside of Buffalo. The Sharks originally signed the undrafted free agent on March 30th, 2017, to a two-year entry-level contract after he wrapped up his junior season at Union College in Schenectady, New York. DeSimone majored in economics while at Union and graduated from Stony Creek High School in 2012. He's the son of Cindy and Phil DeSimone. His brother, Philip, who's almost 7 years older, was a third-round pick of the Washington Capitals in 2007 and played 4 years at New Hampshire before a seven-year pro career that included stops in the AHL, ECHL, Finland, Sweden, Italy, Latvia, and Switzerland. Nick DeSimone grew up just under an hour south of the Canadian border. Like many kids who are raised in Canada, DeSimone had the same type of upbringing in New York. He says when he was a kid, it was all hockey all the time.
Completely and totally obsessed with hockey. Oh, I feel like it's all I really thought about and did. I was obsessed with watching my brother play juniors in college. Just kind of tried to do everything to be like him. Whatever hockey gear he was wearing, to how he was playing, where he was playing, I was just kind of obsessed with that. And I guess it's kind of when I realized like that's what I wanted to do. Tried to play hockey as much as I could. My buddy had a rink in his backyard, and I can't even explain how much time we spent out there. Just, you know, we would practice together with our, you know, youth team or whatever, and then I would just go home right with his dad, and we'd go right out there and put the gear back on and skate until pretty much my parents came and picked me up late at night. I guess, yeah, 9 and 10 year old Nick DeSimone just played hockey as much as he could and watched it. And yeah, I guess that's all that really comes to mind.
DeSimone remembers fondly going over to his childhood friend Jake Rosen's house every year to help build their outdoor rink. Rosen would go on to play himself Division III at Buffalo State.
Jake Rosen, still one of my best friends to date. His dad was my coach a little bit in youth and in high school. Outdoor rink, we'd make it every year. I'd go over. We'd put the boards up, wood boards. We'd put the plastic down, get the water in, and kind of just wait until it got cold enough. And then pretty much every day, you know, even if we didn't have practice, that means we could go out there earlier. You know, 7th, 8th, 9th grade, 6th grade, like those years, always being over there, always having dinner there because we're always skating. We built a little locker room in the basement and kept our gear there, and we just thought it was the coolest thing in the world. We never really could get goalies, so when we'd have to play games, we made these little nets where you just slide a puck into like a little, like a square hole. I remember sitting there pretending we were in a real hockey locker room, playing music, going upstairs outside and just skating until pretty much we got yelled at. Yeah, just logging hours at his house.
DeSimone grew up a huge Buffalo Sabres fan as a kid, but it was Washington Capitals star Alex Ovechkin that he idolized as a youngster.
Yeah, I was a big Sabres fan. I loved Chris Drury and Danny Briere and those guys. Honestly, when I was younger, kind of when Ovi broke into the league, I was such a big Ovi fan, and my buddy loved Crosby. So I think I just wanted to rival him. And so I just picked Ovi, and And I don't know, I just like, the Ovi had like that white CCM stick. I remember it was like the best day ever when my parents bought me that thing. I'd go out there and try to take one timers like him. I don't even play forward. I don't even play like him whatsoever. But when I was younger, I just loved watching him play. It was just like, it was crazy watching him play and how good he was. And
like his older brother, Philip, Nick DeSimone played forward as a kid. In fact, it was by chance that he filled in on defense one game, and as they say, the rest is history.
I played forward growing up, like when I was really young, and I don't remember the exact year. I want to say it was like a year in squirt, which is like right after mites. It was either then or a couple of years after. I remember we had some defensemen that couldn't play or couldn't make it. They were sick, whatever it was. And I just had to go back there for, you know, the game or the weekend. I don't know. I just kind of fell in love with it, being able to like see the ice and kind of control the play and, you know, not waiting for like guys to pass it to you. You kind of started everything. So I just played it those couple of games and then fell in love with it and told my dad, I was like, hey, I think I should probably stay. I think I kind of want to stay a defenseman. And he was like, yeah, I mean, whatever you want to do. And looking back on it, it was probably the best thing that ever happened. Cause you know, I was growing up and, you know, I always had like a bit of skill, but I don't think I had enough offensive skill to, you know, score goals and whatever in the American League and NHL, like, you know, for my primary job. So I think it helped me a lot, you know, bringing offense to my game and then being able to do that as a defenseman.
DeSimone idolized Ovi, but he says it was his brother that motivated him to want to play college hockey.
I'm really lucky that I had a older brother like that, you know, kind of went through it all first. And I got to kind of see, you know, what his successes were, you know, what he might have done, not done wrong, but, you know, things were, you know, I could learn from. And just always had somebody that kind of, he paved the way for me, really. Just growing up, he moved away when he was 16 and he played in the USHL for a while and then went to college. And so, I mean, he wasn't home too often. He moved away as soon as I really kind of got old enough to understand everything. But I remember, you know, always watching his games online when he played in the USHL, you know, keeping track of all the stats of everybody in that league and all those guys to be able to read stats off from that league. It was wild. But, and then, you know, going to see that and seeing it in person. And then when he got to college, that was awesome. I kind of realized that was like my main goal in hockey. You know, obviously you want to play in the NHL and whatever, but I felt like that was a very realistic goal that, you know, playing Division I college hockey and going there and seeing packed crowds of students and the band. I just thought it was the coolest thing in the world. And just everything he did, I wanted to do. I wanted to go, you know, USHL. I wanted to play college and then, you know, pro. Kind of, he was just my idol pretty much. I mean, he's a big reason, you know, where I am today. So yeah, I just wanted to follow in his footsteps and just do everything that he did. And I'm lucky that I was able to have a brother like that.
In 2011, as a junior in high school, DeSimone helped Williamsville North High School capture a New York State championship, a memory he'll never forget.
So this is going back to my good buddy Jake, who, you know, had the rink outside, and his dad was our high school coach, and he, you know, he grew up always skating with the high school team, and you know, he loved it. That was like his life. And he coaches for them now, so it's kind of came full circle for him. And we were just obsessed with it, especially when we were in middle school and like almost in high school. Like, we just loved it. You know, Friday Night Lights, the football movie, we just like, we would watch that all the time and compare it to our high school hockey. And just, it was just incredible. And it's something that we loved. And you know, when we were in high school, you know, we always wanted to win a state championship. That was our biggest thing. We'd go and watch like old Williamsville North as a high school I went to, like their old highlight tapes that his dad had and their like state championship highlight videos. And we're like, man, we got to do that. We got to win one of those. And my freshman year, we went to the state quarterfinals and lost in overtime. And that was a heartbreaker. But, you know, when you're a freshman, you're like, well, I got many more years of this. And then the next year, we we lost and didn't even make it to states. So we're like, damn, wow, this is really, this isn't too easy. And then, you know, my junior year, we were really good and we ended up not losing a game that year. I think it was 24-0-2 and won it. And that was really cool being able to share that with Jake and his dad being the coach and just how close I was to I am to their family. It was just, it was really cool. It meant a lot to us, and it's something that we still talk about and let our buddies know to this day for sure.
With dreams of playing Division I hockey, DeSimone looked to follow his brother Phil's path to the USHL, but it wasn't meant to be, as he was cut from multiple teams. A discouraging development at the time, it turned out to be one of the best things that could have happened. He ended up going back home and playing for former Buffalo Sabres captain Michael Pekka with the Buffalo Junior Sabres in the Ontario Junior Hockey League. DeSimone still looks back at that experience under Pekka's tutelage as a crucial turning point in his hockey career.
Definitely tried out in the USHL, never made it. I got cut from two or three different teams at camp. I went to the EJ for a year. It was kind of a rocky year. I ended up towards the end of the year, I was scratched for a couple games as a defenseman, and we were down a couple forwards, and I went into the coach's office and I was like, hey, I just want to play. Like, I think I could help out playing forward. You know, if you want to do that, like, I'd be more than happy. I just want to play. So I ended up playing forward, finished the year at the end of playoffs as the second line center, had a bunch of points or whatever. And they pretty much told me, hey, we want you to come back as a forward, you know, not as a defenseman. So it's kind of crazy. Kind of looking back on it, it was a pretty big career. I mean, I had to choose a path, really pretty big career decision. I went home for the summer and I ended up trying out for the Junior Sabres OJ team as a defenseman. And after the first day of camp, the coach, Mike Pekka, Sabres legend, said, hey, like, we want you as a defenseman. You know, there's another day, but, you know, if you want to play for us, we'd love to have you. So I was kind of, that was huge for me. Cause I wanted to play D. I didn't want to play forward anymore. I didn't think I could go that far playing forward. So that was a bit of a confidence boost as a defenseman for me, knowing that, you know, I was wanted somewhere as a defenseman. And I was like, okay, that's awesome. I'm just trying out for this USHL team, you know, in a couple of weeks. Like, if I don't make it, I will definitely play here. He's like, okay, no problem. That's fine. Call me in a couple of weeks. So I went to the USHL camp, thought I did really well, got cut on my way home. I got a call from Pekka. He knew that I got cut, and he was like, don't worry about it. You know, if you, you know, listen to me and work hard, I'll get you committed this year, no problem. And I was like, all right, this is, you know, he believes in me. Like, this guy played in the NHL. Like, I'll follow you anywhere. So sure enough, two months into the next year, I had a bunch of offers and committed to Union. So, I mean, I definitely have a lot of people, you know, that have been in my corner, you know, my family, my brother. And I think Pex was one of the one that really, I think about a lot, him turning my career around. I'm really thankful for that. So I kind of, I mean, got lucky, got a good bounce, was in the right place, and he helped me a lot.
As a kid who grew up in the Buffalo area, playing under a legendary figure within the community like Michael Pekka was quite the thrill. It didn't hurt that Pekka just happened to also be his mom's favorite player.
Yeah, really surreal. Actually, is my mom's favorite player. She didn't know anything about hockey, but she loved him. I always loved watching him play. I mean, he was a captain, just like, he was a fan favorite, and it was crazy. You know, sitting across the table from Mike Pekka and him telling me that he wants me to play for him and that he's going to get me committed. I was just like, I mean, whatever you say, I believe. Like, oh, you tell me to jump, I say how high.
DeSimone says he built a chip on his shoulder long before getting cut in the USHL, and the hockey adversity he faced as a teen has been a driving force throughout his career.
That didn't even start, you know, when I got cut from the USHL. I got cut from a lot of things. growing up, whether it was USA camps, Select Festival, Empire State Games. I mean, you name it, I probably got cut from it growing up. So I think and my dad kind of always said that to me, you know, let those people, you know, be the motivation for you and kind of think about that on days where maybe you don't want to work hard or don't want to go to work out or whatever it might be, kind of just use that as your motivation. And honestly, it's kind of one of the reasons why I think I've made it to where I am is that, you know, I just had so many people tell me that I couldn't do it, you know, not fast enough, not good, just whatever it could be. I think that's a big reason why I am today. I kind of just lit a fire in me to, you know, prove everybody wrong. Started young. I mean, I don't think that ever stops. I think every day you kind of have to prove to people so that you can do it and you can make it. So I think that's still a big part of me, and it has been for a while.
Like his hockey career, DeSimone was a late bloomer. His parents put him into school a year early, and he says he didn't win much as a kid. But those experiences were learning lessons that still motivate him to this day.
I was definitely a late bloomer. You can ask my dad. I would always freak out. I think I was 5'1" my freshman year of high school. So really late bloomer, smallest kid, no hair on his body, the whole nine yards. And I'd always tell my dad, I was like, I'm not going to grow. Like, I'm not going to grow. And I remember I went to the doctor one time and he was like, your growth plates are wide open. Like, you're going to be tall. Like, don't worry about it. It's going to come, going to come. And I would just never believe it. You know, I always had skill and I think, you know, could think the game, you know, good hands and all that. But I was just always small and I was small and I wasn't that fast. So if you're going to be small, you got to be fast, right? So I didn't have either. And then one summer I grew a couple of inches, and then the next summer I grew a couple of inches, and then all of a sudden, you know, I was 5'10", 5'11", and then I got to 6 foot. So it was kind of one of those things where, it just kind of happened over time. It wasn't just like all of a sudden I was 6 foot. I grew definitely late bloomer. Like I was growing through college, you know, had the baby face in college, kind of really definitely late to the party on a lot of things in that way. But I also feel like it always helped me. My parents put me in school a year early, so I was always, you know, going against kids older than me, stronger than me. So I didn't win much growing up, kind of always on the short end of the stick, especially going home. My brother beat me up or shooting pucks at me the whole nine yards. So I kind of was always fighting it my whole life, but I think it was a good thing for me. Like, you know, I was just a late bloomer. I knew that, you know, just cause even now I know that, you know, I might be 26, but I still feel pretty young in a sense that I didn't really go fully through puberty till, you know, the early years of my 20s. So I'd like to think that I'm younger than what my age represents, but it was big for me and kind of always just motivated me a little bit more, I guess I would say.
Before Blackhawks star Patrick Kane won multiple Stanley Cups and became one of the greatest hockey players in the history of the game, he grew up in Buffalo, New York, paving the way for the next generation of professional hockey players in the region.
Yeah, pretty crazy. I mean, I feel like it's one of the bigger ones, you know, in the U.S. I mean, you got your Bostons, Minnesota's, Chicago's. I think Buffalo is pretty big. You know, thinking back to like my brother's years and Pat Kane's years, I think, you know, guys like Pat Kane and the first guys that really like go play D1 and go play in the NHL, like Tim Kennedy, all those guys kind of put Buffalo on the map, I guess you could say a little bit. And they started putting in more like travel teams to go compete with the teams in Michigan and all that. And so now youth hockey is huge. You know, the Junior Sabres, they play out of the Harbor Center and they have the organization the whole way up to junior. There's a bunch of different teams. And even just thinking about, you know, my age group, a lot of my close friends, you know, grew up playing against and playing with still play to this date. Dennis Gilbert, Just got traded to Colorado, plays in the NHL, AHL. Andrew Podorowski was on San Diego. Ryan Schmelzer plays in Binghamton. Andrew Sturtz, you know, just there's a lot of guys my age that, you know, have made it. So I think that's a testament to like you said, the, you know, Sabres guys living here and coaching and taking over, and even guys who just know the game. Like, you know, Matt Ellis coaches us in the summer. He played for the Sabres for a while. Nick Tuzzolino played pro and runs a lot of our D skates. So it's really a good place to be if you know the right people. Growing up and playing here, it's really good. And, you know, kids younger, there's a lot of kids that from Buffalo got drafted this year. So yeah, it's really growing a lot. I mean, there's a lot of good players coming out of Buffalo right now.
DeSimone played 3 years at Union College for the Dutchman, members of the Eastern College Athletic Conference, the ECAC. Union was his first visit during his recruiting tour. And although he had more offers, he committed just a week later.
Yeah, I was, it was Union, obviously. Providence was kind of right up there with Union. Couple of Atlantic schools. I was talking to Cornell for a while, but I might not have had the ACT score to get in there. But yeah, I don't know. I went to Union for a visit, and I was supposed to go to Providence the next weekend. And I don't know what it was about Union. It just kind of felt like home. I went there, saw a kid took me around for the day that wasn't playing. I went and saw the game on Friday. That was the year that they won it, so they were really good. You know, packed crowd, small rink, a lot of character, small school. Just felt really comfortable. You know, the coaches that I met, I just, you know, just loved, you know, what they had to say and what, you know, the guys had to say about it. It was a program that it's not a Big Ten program. They don't get the you know, Team USA kids. Kind of just, I feel like it kind of symbolized me, just kids that had a lot to prove, that were good, had a lot to prove, maybe late bloomers, whatever it was. You know, everybody kind of put their ego aside and just kind of put their head down and did whatever they could for the team. And I got home and I talked to my parents about it, talked to my brother, and I was just like, I know I haven't seen any other school, but you know, this is where I want to go.
After becoming a prominent player at the college level, DeSimone began getting NHL looks after his freshman season. He would attend Edmonton's development camp the following summer. That would begin the process for the next level, signing with the Sharks following his junior season.
You know, it was, I wanted to play D1 and then I wanted to play in the NHL. I mean, realistic goals, I just wanted to get to Division I first. My first year, I had a lot of ups and downs, but I had a really good finish to my freshman year. There was some interest in a couple teams just going to development camp, and it just didn't work out. They, you know, they didn't have enough spots or whatever it was. And so I guess that was the first time that I really, you know, felt like, I mean, it really wasn't much. It was a possible invite to development camp, but, you know, at least that, you know, my name was in the mix, right? So I feel like that gave me a lot of confidence going into sophomore year. Maybe started to believe it more, that, you know, it was a real possibility, and that, you know, I have the capability to do it. My agent, you know, let me know that there's a lot of teams interested and whatever. And but we were really good and felt like we had a shot at, you know, going to the tournament and maybe the Frozen Four and stuff like that. So at Christmas, I was like, hey, I just don't, you know, I don't really want to hear about it anymore. Like, obviously continue to talk to them, but, you know, we'll reconvene at the end of the year. Like, I don't want to worry about this or even think about this at the time. And, you know, we lost to Penn State, and the next day I talked to my agent, and he kind of just laid the cards out on the table and said what was what. And I took a couple days, you know, talked to my brother and my family and a bunch of people, and decided that it was, I think, better for my hockey career if I left and signed, and San Jose was the place where I wanted to go.
DeSimone detailed why San Jose was his final choice.
There was a handful of teams, and I kind of narrowed it down to just two, you know, throughout the days. And then just talking to people in San Jose, like Tim Burke and Doug Wilson, and, you know, Grossnick was at Union. I never played with him, but everybody always, you know, said great things about him. So I reached out to him as well. Just got any information I could. And, you know, their, I guess you could say, pitch what they were saying to me really, felt like they wanted me as, you know, the person and the player, not just kind of maybe the player or how other teams kind of pitched about, you know, being original six or, you know, this city. It was just different. I felt like it was different to me. And I felt like they had a genuine interest in, you know, me personally and the development and kind of just how they talked about how they run things there. And, you know, it's the Sharks family and, you know, everything's close. The AHL team in the same city, eyes are always on you, you know, kind of more about the process rather than just getting guys and, you know, from everywhere, free agency, stuff like that. It was kind of all from within.
Because the New York State native never finished college at Union because he turned pro, he still had the desire to earn his degree. During the NHL and AHL's extended offseason due to the coronavirus, DeSimone re-enrolled in school and began taking online classes through Oregon State in hopes of earning his degree.
Okay, so economics. Union College is a liberal arts school, so there isn't like a vast majority of majors that they offer. So, you know, you had your history, you know, poli sci, economics, neuroscience, engineering. And I knew right off the bat I wasn't going to be an engineer, so I could cross that off the list. And I always took an interest into, you know, accounting or business classes, and kind of comes full circle again with Jake Rosen. Him and his dad, they're my financial advisors, and so that's what they do. So I always kind of was around it, always felt like I had an interest in it. Felt like it was very useful, obviously. I mean, it's a job that, you know, is always going to be necessary. So I kind of thought that was just what I should try at first, and ended up taking a pretty decent interest in it. A lot of guys in my class took it too. So I was able to take classes with them, and, you know, we did everything together. So kind of helped out the workload, made it easier for us to do everything together. Second part, I do think I could see myself, you know, in some kind of field after hockey. You know, I guess the decision would be if I want to stay in hockey doing something, or if I want to, you know, start the next chapter of my life. I guess that's something that cross that bridge when we get there. Lastly, I actually just enrolled in school recently, a couple months ago. Kind of been a mess. I couldn't really go back to Union because they don't really offer online. It's all residence. So I wasn't able to get my degree from there, which was tough because, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I went there. Such a good school. Tried transferring to a couple of different schools, but they didn't take my credits as, you know, major credits. It's just kind of tough transferring from a trimester school where they do things differently. But the PHP actually has a affiliation with Oregon State online, and I found that out over a PHPA call kind of during the whole first quarantine, and thought it was an idea to look into, and I looked into it. They have an economics program, and so I just applied, got in, and, you know, they took a lot of my transfer credits, and it really worked out, and it's not too expensive, and yeah, so I'm in, and have had a bunch of meetings with the advisors lately, and I'm going to be starting class on January 4th. So right when training camp starts. So I'll have a full plate. I'll be going from, you know, not having a season or a school to having both. So that'll be good.
That's going to do it for this episode of Barracuda Background. A big thanks to Nick DeSimone. I'm Nick Nolenberger saying thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.